Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we get to sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players and related music industry experts. If you love playing guitar, stick around. You're in the right place. This is Craig Garber. Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, podcast episode number 5. Today's topic is being present. In episode number 4, I interviewed Peter Ferguson. Pete's a touring and session player out of Nashville. And I asked him what was his favorite thing about his job, and his answer was simply beautiful. He said he loved those precious moments on stage when for just a fleeting moment, everything suddenly stopped for a second. And it's totally silent in the arena or the club or wherever he's playing. He said he felt an inner peace and a tremendous sense of connection to the audience at these points in time. And I applaud Pete for this, mostly because to me, this means he's very present at that particular moment in time. And if I'm honest, learning to be present is probably the greatest gift playing guitar has given me. Here, let me explain. By nature, I'm a type A personality. For the last 18 years, I've been an entrepreneur, primarily running a direct response marketing consulting firm and writing direct response ad copy for clients, but often having several other projects going on at one time, not to mention juggling multiple clients at once. Plus, I've always had several hobbies I've tried pursuing, things like fishing, photography, drawing, you know, not to mention raising 3 kids, interacting with my wife, and going to the gym 5 mornings a week. And I'm sharing these things not for any other reason than to let you know the net impact of all this is that I'm always thinking about the next thing I have to do rather than simply enjoying whatever I'm doing at any given moment in time. I mean, we're all busy, right? But my mind is constantly filled with clutter 24/7 because of this schedule. This all changed when I started playing guitar almost 2 years ago. Now, the thing about playing guitar is, if you're committed to getting good at it, you can't do anything but be right there in that very moment. You can't sit there and play while you're thinking about some bullshit that happened last Thursday or worrying about what's going to be the outcome of some business meeting you have tomorrow. It's just not possible. When I'm playing guitar, I'm nowhere else but right there in that moment, listening to and feeling those notes. And as it turns out, I love being present like that. Just living right there in that moment, soaking it all in to the exclusion of everything else. And in fact, it's changed my life to the point where it's become incredibly easy to extend being present to pretty much everything else going on in my life. Now, there are a lot of unforeseen benefits to this. For starters, I worry a lot less because, as you know, worry is basically thinking about something that might or might not happen in the future. And since I'm now spending my time only thinking about what's going on right now, worry just isn't on the menu anymore. And there's also far less lamenting about what could have been or what should have been. Because to do that, you have to think about the past, which I no longer spend time in either. Now, don't get me wrong. This doesn't mean you've entered some sort of mental time machine and you no longer plan and you no longer learn from past mistakes. It just means, at least for me anyway, from now on, whenever I'm engaged in something, whether it's playing my guitar, working on a project, or just spending the day out with my wife like I did this past weekend, literally doing nothing but sitting at a coffee shop down in Ybor City, the only thing on my mind is being right there in that moment and making the absolute most out of it. I've come to realize that's the only moment I'll ever have like that, so why not enjoy it? Now, the ironic thing is that I tried unsuccessfully for years to live in the present. And time again, I kept walking away, concluding that my mind was just, quote, too busy to do this. Instead, all I had to do was stop trying so hard. Which reminds me of what one of my favorite authors once said. Charles Bukowski once said, "Don't try. You wait, and if nothing happens, you wait some more. It's like a bug high on the wall. You just wait for it to come to you." Thanks for listening. Go to everyonelovesguitar.com and sign up to get notified of future episodes along with the latest guitar-related updates. And join our community on Facebook at facebook.com/everyonelovesguitar. We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show. We'll see you on the next episode, and until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.